If you enjoy listening to expats like us, imagine how much you'll enjoy watching it. Our newest podcasts are also available on our Expats Like Us YouTube channel. And whether you enjoy listening or watching, we want to hear your ideas about topics for future episodes. Just send us an email at expatslikeus@gmail.com or send us a message on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening to Expats Like Us. As U.S. expats in Mexico, a lot of us keep in touch with what's going on in the U.S. via social media. We also get a lot of questions from U.S. friends and family who are thinking of coming to visit and see a lot of questions from tourists planning a trip. One of the most frequent questions we get revolves around tipping at hotels, restaurants, drivers, and other people while in Mexico. Here are the answers. The first question we get about tipping is always, how much should I tip? The answer varies, but like everywhere in the world, it's up to you how much you tip. But the recommended amount in Mexico is between 10 to 20% of the total bill. In expensive tourist areas, 15% of the restaurant bill is a pretty good standard. Same for the bartender, spa treatments, massages, barbers, and hairdressers. 25 to 50 pesos per day for hotel housekeeping, 40 to 50 pesos for hotel porters. For a tour guide in a large group, around 100 pesos. For a smaller private tour, 200 to 400 pesos per person. Another question we often get is, should we tip in US dollars or Mexican pesos? This one has an easy answer. While tips in either currency are greatly appreciated, the preferred currency is always the local currency of the country you're visiting. So in Mexico, give tips in pesos whenever possible.
The first problem with tipping in dollars is that those tips require the person who receives them to exchange their dollars to pesos in order to spend them. This means going to the Casa de Cambio, or currency exchange, and these places require a passport to exchange the money. Most of the locals don't have the necessary documentation to do this, and even if they do, they get a less than ideal exchange rate and pay high fees for the exchange. Second, while some banks will exchange dollars for pesos, few service people have bank accounts, particularly bank accounts that they can deposit U.S. dollars into. Third, any businesses that take U.S. dollars are generally large chain stores like Walmart and are few and far between, requiring locals to travel, sometimes great distances.
And fourth, when you're visiting a foreign country, it's always a sign of respect to use the local currency. You wouldn't even think of tipping in pesos in the U.S. Why would you tip in dollars in Mexico?
And finally, there may be situations where you may have no choice but to tip in U.S. currency. Maybe you spent all your pesos and only have U.S. dollars. It's okay. These tips are still appreciated. But remember, don't use coins. And be sure your dollars are in pristine condition. Mexican law states that legal currency must not be torn, marked, or marred in any way. If you follow these guidelines, you'll be making sure that the service people you tip are able to make the most of their hard-earned money. Hello and buenos dias. This is Bob Bussey. I'm one of the hosts of Expats Like Us. We're always looking for new topics for our podcast. If you have an idea for a great episode, send us an email at expatslikeus@gmail.com or send us a message on the Expats Like Us Facebook page. And as always, thanks for listening.